you don't necessarily have to listen to this. This is a test. This is a demo in Shrewsbury, of all places. The day has just flown by like no one's business. It sounds like I'm having a contemplative moment by myself. I might be in the toilet, but I'm not. Nobody sniggered to give away their presence. But there's a room full of people. Do people just shake your head if you don't want to say who you are? What's your name?
Chris Jones.
Julie Jones.
And Claire Davis.
Heather Jones.
I'm walking. That was very serious, Heather. I'm walking around. You are. You are professional. I think is the term. You're a paper journalist.
Paper journalist.
So you're. How do you find this digital realm right now? Is it full on? Is it something you think you could transition to easily? Is it something you're wary of?
Very simple. I think we can just all of us drop straight into it after your excellent tuition.
Oh, well, I like you even more now. Who are you?
Matthew.
Who are you on Twitter? Yeah, exactly. We need simple names here, everybody. Your favourite pastime, I do believe, is fishing, though.
That's right, yeah, fishing, yeah.
What kind of fishing? Because there is lots of kinds.
Fly fishing.
Fly fishing?
Yeah, fly fishing for
that's,
trout.
That's the hardest kind.
It's pretty tough, yeah. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Let's fish fine. Andrew Thompson.
What do you do?
Whatever I'm asked to.
Another sensible worker. What do berries do? Who are you?
I'm Anne Roach, and I'm from the Kettering office.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So this company's spread out all over the place?
Yes, through Northamptonshire, Shropshire and Cheshire.
What do you guys do?
Lots of to do with property and business, farming, you name it, we'll do it.
Cool.
Excellent planning department we've got in Kettering.
Is that what you do, by any chance?
No, not at all.
Oh, really? Oh, looking after your friends. Who are you?
Sarah Rees.
And what do you do?
What do? I sell property and advise on property matters.
How do we make that sound exciting?
With difficulty, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find some way. Look, you look all nervous now.
I'm a little bit nervous. I'm James Fulton. Cool. I'm from Kettering as well.
Same job?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah.
Are you tech-enabled? What device? You've got an iPhone in your hand?
I have got an iPhone.
Is it new, though?
It is very new.
What have you stepped up from?
An HTC, I don't know, something with a little slide-out keyboard.
Some people might not even call that a step up, because was that running Android? Oh, Windows Mobile. Definite step up into the iPhone. Nice one. Well done, that man. Who are you?
Rachel Jones.
You seem quite tech-enabled. At least you have a way of storing everybody's passwords in the room.
I try.
Good stuff. So what is your job here?
Remembering his password. doing a bit of everything, really.
Cool. So you have to be enabled and all this kind of stuff. Now, I know Tom. Tom, what's your Twitter name?
Tom Geverty.
Do you find yourself spelling that whenever you say it?
All the time.
And there's an underscore in there as well.
There is an underscore in the middle.
Never spell the underscore. Just confuses people.
No.
What are you doing here today?
I'm the IT manager. I organised this.
And you know a lot of this, though, don't you, as well?
I know some of this.
Okay, cool. That's the right answer. Excellent. We're all learning. I'm learning as well. If I get asked a question, I'm never afraid to just Google it because somebody out there knows it. Because this world is moving incredibly fast. And I always say there are no experts. And we've had quite a bit of an adventure this morning, browsing through some of the more commonly used tools. And I'm interested to hear berries and the solutions that they immediately come up with when I point to something. And although they might not necessarily be vocal all the time, I think that is the key to this. Finding what is good for you and then applying it in the way that you work. So we're going to get on with it. And at the moment, we're talking about Audioboo, audio blogging and some of the bits and bobs. If you have listened this far, haven't you got work to do? See this dev. First time I've ended with a stumble there. That was me trying to press pause. I'm really going now. Yeah, and you're talking in the background, gets picked up really clearly. It's quite sensitive. Let's do a sensitivity test. Just say something.
Was pause pressed all through the interview?
No. I did pause at the start. she comes from a radio background. She's very, very, very seriously interested in this right now. We're really going now. Goodbye. Get back to your work.